You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The counterpart to the U.S. Senate's Electoral Count Reform Act was just announced in the U.S. House on September 15th. The bipartisan legislation is an attempt to prevent future attempted coups, but time is short as the congressional term nears its end. NBC News reports that Representatives Josh Gottheimer, Democrat of New Jersey, and Fred Upton, Republican of Michigan, sponsored the Electoral Count Reform and Presidential Transition Improvement Act, which is similar to the Senate's bill. Both bills attempt to clarify the limited role the vice president has in the certification process, but the House bill also proposes changes to the Presidential Transition Act, which dictates how an outgoing administration must prepare for the handoff to a newly elected president and his or her administration. Another broader bipartisan bill is reportedly being prepared for release this week by Republican Representative Liz Cheney and Democratic Representative Zoe Lofgren, which will address a wider scope of transition issues. And at some future point, the January 6th committee will also report on what changes can be made to prevent any future attempts to overturn an election. Back in the Senate, the Electoral Count Reform Act, sponsored by Senators Joe Manchin and Susan Collins, just had its 10th Republican senator sign on, Chuck Grassley of Iowa. Links to articles, the language of the new bills, and groups taking action can be found at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.